Welcome to the Council of Trent podcast, a production of Catholic Answers.
I am so sore. You have no idea how sore I am, but it feels good. So that's what I want to talk about today here on the Council of Trent podcast. It is Free for All Friday. Monday and Wednesday, we talk apologetics, theology, how to explain and defend the Catholic faith. On Friday, we talk about whatever I want to talk about. And today I'm going to talk about my continuing martial arts journey. So a few weeks ago, maybe it was a month or two ago, I talked about how I've started to get involved in martial arts. Really, our whole family has been. My sons have been doing wrestling, jujitsu, and boxing. I've been doing boxing for a few months now, and I'm really appreciating at least doing boxing because honestly, I haven't exercised rigorously in forever. I think really my entire life. Like when I was a little kid, when I was 9 years old, my mom trained me to do kid races. And it was an awesome experience. She would ride her bike alongside me. And it was like something out of Rocky. You know, I would be running alongside her. And then we went down to the Bluffs we lived in San Diego at the time. And we went down to the Bluffs, and there are these steps to go down to the beach. There were like 100 wooden steps to go down. And my mom would have me run and then run down the steps and then run up the steps. And that got me in shape. And I actually won a few races as a kid doing that. But then after that, I just did PE, physical education classes. And then when I was an adult, I really didn't take exercise seriously. I mean, I would try to do it here and there, but I joked about it. I felt like I was in shape enough. But now as I'm getting older, I realize, no, actually, my body's feeling creakier. I mean, I'm sneaking up on 40 now. And there's been a lot of people who've told me, if you don't take care of yourself, especially in your 20s and 30s, you'll really feel it in your 50s and 60s. So now I want to be around for my kids and for their kids. So I want to get in shape. And also I want to learn self-defense, or at least basic fighting. I mean, I'm not going out there looking for a fight, but being able to have these kind of reflexes if a fight comes to you, that's a good thing. But primarily, though, it is more of exercise, good health. I love it for the kids because they have so much energy. They'll do 2 hours of wrestling and boxing. And then when they get home, they're still bouncing off the walls. So at least they got some of their energy out. So it's been going well. The first time I went and did boxing, I got home and I told Laura, I said, I'm going to die. I was just not used to that much exercise, especially being with groups of people. Like, I'd gone to the gym. I had had gym memberships before. And you go to the gym, and when you set your own pace, you're just going to end up being lazy about it. I end up just walking on the treadmill watching TV because they have cable at the gym, and I don't have cable at home. So boxing, being in the class itself, really kicked my butt and got me into shape. As I said last time on the show, I did one class of jiu-jitsu. I desperately want to get back into jiu-jitsu. I'm trying to fit that into my schedule. The gym where I go and work out at, it has jiu-jitsu classes at night and in the morning. Morning is hard because obviously I have work. It'd be hard to take time out of my work schedule. Night, though, I just don't think I can make night work. The night classes start from 7:30 p.m. and go to 9 p.m. And by 7:30 at night, I am just absolutely drained with work, helping out with the kids at home. And so I just don't have the energy. And jiu-jitsu is really hard. It is harder than the boxing I've been doing now, including the Muay Thai, which I'm doing, which is what I want to talk about today. But I want to add a prelude to that. So I wanted to add a bit more, though. I'm like, okay, I'm doing boxing 2 days a week, and I'd like to do something else. And so the gym that I work out at also offers Muay Thai, which is a kind of kickboxing. So I've been doing that now for about a month, and I love it. But man, it really pounds me into shape. Even far more so than the regular American-style boxing that I've been doing. So if you follow mixed martial arts, MMA, you probably know what Muay Thai is. Muay is M-U-A-Y, Thai. It's Thai kickboxing. It's kind of martial art made popular in Thailand. So Muay Thai kickboxing. And it's awesome. It's known as the art of eight limbs. So unlike traditional boxing, where you basically hit with your right hand or your left hand, in Muay Thai, there are 8 points of contact to strike. You use your fists, you use your elbows, you use your knees, and you use your shins. And in order to do the class, we actually wear shin guards to protect ourselves. But even with the shin guards, my legs will be killing me. My sides are killing me. And it's great. So I just want to talk a little bit about this particular martial art, because if you're interested in it, I would recommend it, and just how it differs from what I've been doing before, what I've learned from it, what I've experienced. I will say this, at doing this, if I could add jujitsu, I would be feeling really good. I think I'm just going to try to do the morning classes and figure it out. Because what I've heard when people do mixed martial arts, MMA fighting, in order to be like a really good mixed martial artist where you mix different styles together to fight someone, if you know Muay Thai and jujitsu, that would probably be the absolute best. Because Muay Thai gives you a ton of different ways to strike someone hitting somebody with your fists, your knees, your legs. You've got all different kinds of attack patterns to hit someone. Very flexible there. But then what happens a lot in mixed martial arts, as well as in the real world, if you're in a fight, it's not like in Cobra Kai, which is an awesome show. Can't wait for season 5. It's going to be awesome. In Cobra Kai, when they do martial arts and they're fighting with each other, even in fights that are not in tournaments, people just do all this kind of karate stuff and these really cool hip karate moves. But in real life, you might start with striking and hitting someone, but you'll probably end up rolling around with somebody on the ground and grappling with someone and doing more like wrestling and holds and things like that. So if you want to be able to handle yourself in a real fight, you have to be able to grapple and wrestle. And jiu-jitsu is really good at that because it teaches you how to apply various techniques in grappling and wrestling to subdue an opponent who is larger than you. When I went to the class, there was a guy there who was a black belt who is smaller than me, and I'm one of the smaller guys in the class. Some of these guys who are wrestling, they're huge. I'm like, oh man, how could I ever take these guys down? And I asked them, and they pointed to the black belt guy who is even smaller than I am. They said, yeah, that guy's good. Nobody can beat him. No one can beat that guy. Because once you learn the techniques, you can subdue someone larger than you. But I've seen, so knowing the jujitsu for the grappling is important, but striking is really important. If you can strike somebody and get them down and vulnerable, you can knock them out. And kickboxing is a good way to do that. And Muay Thai is very good at that. So when you look at MMA, it's usually the people who are really good. It's a combination of Muay Thai kickboxing and Brazilian jujitsu. And so I've done a few Muay Thai classes, and here's been my experience in them, different from traditional, I don't know if you call it American boxing, but traditional boxing classes, just boxing, doing it. One, I will say the Muay Thai class that I'm in, there's way more sparring. Like, you just get thrown in, and part of it might be due to the instructor. The instructor for our Muay Thai class is the same guy who I went to jiu-jitsu, who threw me into the mat so hard I threw up. I love the guy. I think he's awesome. He really knows what he's doing. I have a high amount of respect for him. But when he teaches you, he doesn't pull his punches. Like, you feel the holds, you feel the strikes, you recognize this is serious stuff. And so I really appreciate that. I'm like, may I have another, sir? So showing up, I'm like, oh, great, it's him. All right. And then, but he showed me. The very first class, I did a lot of sparring with another instructor. So I got the quick basics of the different blocks and moves. And it's just so much more to keep track of in regular boxing. But I'm glad I did boxing for a few months. I would say to anybody, I mean, honestly, you could probably just jump into Muay Thai to a class and just go at it. And you'll pick it up as you go. And it's fun. I do appreciate that I did regular boxing for a few months. One, to get my cardio up, to get me more in shape so I'm not just dying by the end of the class. But when I do regular boxing, my stance will be, I'll have my right fist by my right cheek, and I'll put my left fist a little bit out in front of my nose. And it's all about keeping my gloves up around the lower part of my face. When I see the boys boxing, it's so funny. I'm always telling them, remember, Matthew, keep your gloves up. Keep your gloves up, okay? When someone hits at you, keep the gloves up. Then when they move out of the way, give them a right hook. And my wife is so funny. My wife really wants them, you know, to be boys and learn how to really fight. But then when she actually sees them getting hit, she's like, I don't like that. Yeah, that's good. She's mom. She's nurturing. She's caring. Not that I'm not. But then when we're home, I have them practice. They put their gloves up. I'm like, ready? I'm going to be hitting. Keep your gloves up. And that's just, they're 7 and 5 years old. My main thing to them is, use your boxing stance, move forward with your left leg to shuffle forward, keep your gloves up to guard your face. So, but when I'm doing it in regular boxing, I keep the gloves up around the lower part of my face. Now, I see other guys who've been boxing for a long time. Their stance is a little different. They have their, when they're shadow boxing, they have their fists a little bit lower. I'm just doing what coach told me to do to try to like get a good handle on it before I start improvising. But when I started doing Muay Thai, it was way different. The stance is not so much keeping your gloves, because we use gloves and shin guards, around the bottom of your face. I keep them up around my forehead. It's almost like I kind of curve my forearms in front of my body to create like a kind of a shield around my face. Because you need to do that to block, because you not only have the punches, you have the kicks that are coming at you. So in order to block, usually in regular boxing, I just put the gloves up in front of my face. But in Muay Thai, I got to keep them up around my head for people that are hitting around there. So I have it, my forearms basically are like covering my whole face. And then when kicks are coming at you from the side or to your, if they come down low to your shin, you raise up your shin and put it off to an angle to block the kick. Or if it's higher up, like they're trying to kick you in the side or kick you in the head, you have to move your forearm over to block it. So a lot of times to protect myself from a kick coming from the right or the left, I move my forearm and I raise my thigh. So it's almost like I'm connecting my elbow and knee to form like a defensive barrier off to the side from a kick that's coming to my shins or to my sides. Now, by the way, I am a beginner. Don't listen to this like, okay, what do I do when I'm in a fight? I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just trying to figure it out and not get completely pummeled when I'm in class. But I'm telling you, it's so much fun. It's so much fun, especially in this Muay Thai class. Like the second class I went to, I was familiar with the basics, and they just said, all right, partner up and spar, no contact. Well, a lot of the guys were there kind of amped up, so we ended up doing contact with each other anyways. And we just got our hands up, and we're just circling around, throwing punches, throwing kicks, trying to block. It's just so fun. And then they show us a few moves. Like in a previous class, they just showed us one, I don't know what's the precise term to call it. I call it like a trap or a grabbing move. That if somebody kicks you, you can block the kick, but you can also trap the kick. If someone tries to kick you in the side, you put your arm out, you wrap it around, and then you can do something with it. You can push them back. You can start hitting them in the head. You can kick them as well. My wife really liked this one move where I showed her that if someone kicks to the side, you grab it. You put your like someone kicks with their right leg, take your left arm, you hook it in. You then knee their thigh with your right leg, and then you drop the leg, you spin around backwards, and use your elbow to strike them in the face. It's super fun. It feels pretty cool when you start doing combo moves like that. And I was doing it, you know, just right off the bat. But then there's other moves where you grab them, and then you sweep their other leg and throw them into the ground. And I was getting thrown into the mat a fair amount. This one guy was just pushing me hardcore, and I was like rolling away from him on the mat because I'm still trying to figure out, you know, what I'm doing. But then it was so funny. When I was doing it, I felt really good, didn't notice anything. Then the next day, I start seeing bruises on my arms, and then a few days later, feeling like this really like bruised feeling in the side of my body that I hadn't noticed because that's where I was getting kicked all the time. We were just doing practicing kicks to the side over and over again and grabbing them. And then, you know, reversing, and that, you know, and even though we're wearing shin guards, it still hurts after a while. You're not used to getting kicked a bunch, and it is fun to be able to do the kicks. But I will tell you this: I feel so out of shape because we'll do practice stretching exercises, and there's people in there that'll kick like they could kick their own foreheads, and I'm trying to lift my leg, and I'm like, there she goes, and my leg's not even straight out because my muscles are all tense. So that's why each morning I need to work on stretching exercises to make sure I'm more limber in that regard. So, but overall, it's been great. Boxing is awesome. I'm definitely going to keep doing that. I'm definitely going to keep doing Muay Thai. The boxing is just a lot of fun, and it's not as hard to do. It's a lot of aerobics, but also it's intense, but not super intense. I'll tell you, jiu-jitsu is the most intense. And people have asked me, well, how could jiu-jitsu be that bad? Because when you're at the gym and you see people like pros who are practicing rolling, as they would call it, in jiu-jitsu, it looks almost like they're not doing anything sometimes. You see two guys, they're kind of wrapped up in each other on the ground and they're not moving. And you think like, what's going on? Then when they break, they'll be like covered in sweat and breathing heavy. Because it's like isometric exercise. Like, place your two palms together, push really hard your two palms like you're praying, but then push your palms together. A lot of exercise we do, you know, we're trying to exert force on something, like lifting a weight. Isometric is just force against yourself. So like with jujitsu, you're like constantly tensed up in your body to prevent someone from trying to subdue you. And it's just an intimate kind of fighting style. There's a lot of techniques to learn that are somewhat complicated. So there's a higher learning curve when it comes to jujitsu. And different gyms have different philosophies. The gym I go to is very sink or swim. Just jump in, you'll figure it out. Other gyms are more, we're just going to show you techniques over and over and over again, and you won't spar with somebody until much later. Now, even in the jujitsu, they're not necessarily, well, they do a little bit of rolling and sparring with people, but it's fun. So that is my experience now that I've added my repertoire, not just boxing, but Muay Thai kickboxing. If you're interested in Muay Thai kickboxing, I would definitely recommend it. It's for anybody. People in the class that I go to, we've got a mixture of ages. We've got, just recently, we had, I think, a 14-year-old who graduated from the kid boxing class, because they do like ages 5 to 13. And now he's doing the adult boxing. And he's doing adult boxing, and I think also adult kickboxing, the Muay Thai. So, kid, you know, teenagers can do it. We've got people in their 50s, 60s. If they're in shape, they can do it. It's not just men, by the way. We also have women, and they really enjoy it as well. I'd say it's about 70% men, 30% women. It's, with boxing, it's probably like 50-50 in some of my classes. Jiu-jitsu, though, tends to be more men, and I understand that. I'm fine doing it if that's how the class is arranged. But doing jujitsu with a woman that you don't know, even if you do know, that's not your wife, it's definitely somewhat of a more intimate experience, I'll tell you that. So I understand why a lot of jujitsu classes tend to be mostly or nearly all men, because it's, you know, you're really close and intimate grappling and wrestling with someone. However, at our gym, there is one of the wrestling coaches. He does more no gi. In jujitsu, there's kind of two different ways. You can have the gi, it's like a karate uniform, or no gi, which is just a tight shirt and pants. One of the no gi guys, he actually teaches a wrestling class, and it's only women. It's like high school girls, and they learn how to wrestle, and they're really good. And I think that's awesome. I think anybody, especially women, to learn self defense, super important. And learning jujitsu, you can learn how to get out of a hold from somebody, how to protect yourself from someone who is larger than you. So I definitely love to see more jujitsu wrestling classes that are all female, just so that women feel more comfortable and they can go and they can learn this stuff. But there's a few in jujitsu, and that's fine. But I would say, though, if you're a woman and you want to do boxing or kickboxing, it's fun. In a lot of the classes, it's usually co-ed. And, you know, it's safe. Like, when I do them, it's not like Rocky or the movie Creed, where we're just going to get out there and just bash each other in the head till somebody falls down and can't get up. It's done in a controlled environment for sparring and practice, so it's quite safe. The only thing you leave there, you do leave with bruises, but that's just, you know, trying to get used to everything, and that's fun. It helps build endurance and character. It's good character building. Well, I hope that was helpful for you all. A little introduction, continuing my martial arts journey, and once I can get jujitsu folded into it, I'll let you know how that goes as I grow in that area as well. But yeah, definitely, if you're interested, check it out. Muay Thai kickboxing, I highly recommend. Thank you, guys, and I hope you have a very blessed weekend.
If you like today's episode, become a premium subscriber at our Patreon page and get access to member-only content. For more information, visit trenthornpodcast.com.